Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 18, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BitGo hires former NYBit licensed deputy as chief operating officer. China reiterates crypto bans from 2013 and 2017. Crypto custodian Copper raises $50 million in Series B round. Banking app Current picks Polkadot for its DeFi debut. Bitcoin chart indicator suggests worst of pullback may be over. Crypto custody firm Fireblocks has handled more than $500 billion in assets. Crypto exchanges see fastest Bitcoin inflows since Black Thursday in March 2020. Now let's get started. BitGo hires former NYBit licensed deputy as chief operating officer. Cassie Lenchner, the crypto custodian's new COO, joins as BitGo merges with Galaxy Digital. Cryptocurrency custodian BitGo has hired New York State's former Bit license compliance chief to oversee its multi-billion dollar trust companies. BitGo's new chief operating officer, Cassie Lenchner, led the compliance division at the New York State Department of Financial Services, NYDFS, from 2016 to 2019. There, she built a supervisory regime for the agency's nascent crypto business license, the Bit license. Lenchner was most recently senior counsel for cybersecurity at the law firm of Pillsbury Winthrop Shaw Pittman LLP. She was a director for government and compliance affairs at Morgan Stanley and UBS prior to her NYDFS stint. Lenchner will be COO of both BitGo Trust Co. and BitGo New York Trust. There is no other COO at the company, a spokesperson said. The hire comes as BitGo prepares for its $1.2 billion merger with Mike Novogratz Galaxy Digital to become a full-service crypto shop. For its part, BitGo, which claims $40 billion in custodied crypto, secured a trust charter from New York State in March, generating more potential business opportunities as institutional players eye the field. Lenchner said Galaxy's network of trading, lending, investment banking and mining clients give BitGo's custody business a fabulous opportunity. Trust is going to get a whole bunch of great new clients and customers, Lenchner said. China reiterates crypto bans from 2013 and 2017. China originally barred financial and payment institutions from providing crypto services years ago. The National Internet Finance Association of China, the China Banking Association and the Payment and Clearing Association of China reiterated its stance on banning crypto services on May 18. The three entities published a note confirming bans originally implemented in 2013 and 2017, respectively, that bar financial and payment institutions from providing any services related to cryptocurrency transactions and saying that initial coin offerings remain illegal. Virtual currencies prices have soared and plummeted recently, resulting in a rebound of speculative trading activities of virtual currency, the report on May 18 said. It has seriously damaged the safety of the people's investment and damaged the normal economic and financial orders. The goal of the notice, according to the statement, is to reiterate the bans related to cryptocurrencies that went into effect in 2013 and 2017. In 2013, China's central bank barred financial institutions from handling Bitcoin, BTC, -0.47% transactions, according to a notice from China Securities Regulatory Commission. And then again in 2017, the central bank in China declared initial coin offerings as illegal, which caused Bitcoin's down significantly. At press time, Bitcoin's changing hands at $43,269.37. Down 2.62% in the past 24 hours, according to the CoinDesk 20. Crypto custodian Copper raises $50 million in Series B round. The digital asset custodian says revenue and client growth tripled in the last quarter. London-based cryptocurrency custody firm Copper has raised $50 million in Series B funding. Announced Tuesday, the funding was co-led by Don Capital and Target Global, and included Illuminate Financial Management as well as existing investors Local Globe and MMC Ventures. Don Capital and Target Global led Copper's Series A funding in February 2020, bringing total capital raised to date to $60 million. The safekeeping of digital assets is a crucial component for large or traditional institutions looking to enter the cryptocurrency space, and specialist crypto custodians have become desirable entities, evidenced by a slew of recent acquisitions and partnerships. Copper's muscular raise broadly reflects the bull run that has been happening across the cryptocurrency industry in the last several months. We have seen revenue and client growth tripling in the course of around the quarter, and meeting that demand has created some challenges, but in a good way, said Copper CEO Dmitry Tokarev in an interview. We are involved in a lot of conversations with financial institutions, with something like 84 NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, in place. Tokarev said Copper currently has some 200 staff and plans to double that number over the next 18 months or so. Asked if Elon Musk's recent tweets about possibly selling off Tesla's Bitcoin holdings might lead to a cooling down of companies looking to add crypto to their balance sheet, Tokarev said, "We have a long-term vision of how financial market infrastructure will evolve. Maybe it's not as sexy as Doge going to the moon, but we tend to view all that stuff as just background noise." Banking app Current picks Polkadot for its DeFi debut. The banking app with 3 million users will serve as a Polkadot validator as it plans deeper crypto moves. Fintech Current is gearing up for a crypto crossover on Polkadot. The financial services app said Tuesday it will integrate Akala, a Polkadot-based decentralized finance, DeFi, platform, into its core banking product. It's a first step toward introducing in-app DeFi tools for Current's 3 million users, Chief Technology Officer Trevor Marshall said in an interview. Wonky crypto finance tools like multi-chain stablecoin transfers and yield farming, perhaps, won't be showing up next to Current's deposit, cashback and checking account features until later this year, Marshall said. In the meantime, Current will join Polkadot's validator set. Current, which last grabbed Web3 headlines for its copyright lawsuit against a Facebook-backed stablecoin project, whose name and logo have both since changed, said the Akala integration marks its crypto debut after 6 years of carefully plotting its entrance. In some ways, this partnership is really just the beginning of the actual rollout of what we've been building toward this whole time, Marshall, a self-identified multicoiner, said. Current's crypto journey. In 2015, Marshall staged a Ripple payments prototype for Current only to find the chain lacking in utility. There was one notable feature. Now anyone could see your balance, he said. That was obviously not a good feature, and Current abandoned the crossover. Marshall followed up 3 years later with an Ethereum-based process, but the economics just didn't work. Gas prices, high then, are even higher now. Current nixed the crossover. Current chased both prototypes because it believed that decentralization could help it bring users extra value. We've been every year kind of checking back in to see if crypto had a workable crossover, Marshall said. This year's checkup yielded Polkadot DeFi and the possibility of generating real returns and real yield from the decentralized world. It's only over the last year where we start to see ecosystems like Polkadot starting to gain traction, where it is economically viable to have something where the core mechanic can be truly decentralized, Marshall said. Other base layers are looking to rival Ethereum's first-mover advantage in DeFi by finding creative ways to partner with mainstream user bases. In January, Sam Bankman-Fried's Alameda Research led a $50 million round in Maps.me to bring Solana DeFi to travelers. Bitcoin chart indicator suggests worst of pullback may be over. Experienced hands look to be buying the dip as a key Bitcoin price indicator suggests the pullback may be coming to an end. Bitcoin's bull market correction may be coming to an end. According to the Relative Strength Index, RSI, a technical indicator widely used to gauge momentum and identify overbought and oversold conditions. The 14-week RSI has now dropped to 53.00, a level that has consistently acted as solid support and marked an end of corrective pullbacks during the 2016-2017 bull run. The RSI support has come into play as Bitcoin charted a 35% drop from $64,801 to $42,000 in the past 4 weeks. While Twitter comments from Tesla CEO Elon Musk look to have scared some retail investors into selling, there were already signs of exhaustion in the market. Whales had started moving money out of Bitcoin, leaving less wealthy investors struggling to do the heavy lifting above $60,000. However, the bull market looks intact, with the cryptocurrency still up 365% year-on-year and evidence of long-term investors buying the dip. Coupled with the weekly RSI hovering at historically strong support, that suggests the cryptocurrency may soon resume its uptrend. Bitcoin is showing signs of life at press time, trading 4% higher on the day at $45,300, according to CoinDesk 20 data. As shown above, Bitcoin saw at least four significant corrections during the 2016-2017 bull run that ended with the weekly RSI near 53.00. The make-or-break level was finally breached in January 2018, marking Bitcoin's entry into a bear market. What followed was almost a year-long sell-off to as low as $3,200. Since then, crossovers above and below 53.00 have served as reliable indicators of bullish, bearish trend changes. The RSI moved above 53.00 in April 2019 and April 2020, kicking off major price rallies. Meanwhile, drops below the level in September 2019 and February 2020 brought significant losses. While the weekly RSI is currently hovering at strong support, the daily RSI is signaling oversold conditions with a below 30 print. From a technical point of view, the price is finding some support from the 200-day exponential moving average, plus other momentum indicators such as the RSI, which shows that the price is somewhat oversold, said Simon Peters, crypto asset analyst at multi-asset investment platform eToro. This means there is a possibility of buyers now stepping in to push prices up and, as we have seen before, investors waiting on the sidelines are already using the sell-off we have seen to invest in crypto assets, taking advantage of the volatility, Peters added. However, as discussed Monday, the cryptocurrency may have a tough time charting a V-shaped recovery rally amid renewed fears that the Federal Reserve may scale back liquidity-boosting stimulus to control inflation. Crypto custody firm Fireblocks has handled more than $500 billion in assets. The company has seen a 2023% uptick in transaction volume since last year. Crypto custody provider Fireblocks, fresh off a $133 million raise, has transferred more than $500 billion worth in total assets since launching in 2019. Specifically, the company has transferred $637 billion and seen a 2023% uptick in transaction volume since 2020. In January, we were doing around $60 billion of settlements per month, said Michael Shalov, CEO and co-founder of Fireblocks. Now we are at $124 billion for the last 30 days. The company said retail-facing businesses like Revolut, BlockFi Trading and Celsius are boosting growth on the crypto custody platform. For example, Revolut reported 300,000 new cryptocurrency customers, adding 100,000 of them in the first 6 days of 2021, a few months after they integrated with Fireblocks. Meanwhile, the Celsius network, an early Fireblock client, announced in April it boosted its growth to 500,000 new users and had over $10 billion worth of digital assets under management. From Q4 of 2020 to Q1 of 2021, Fireblocks has also nearly doubled its client list, from 60 to over 110. Shalov said it's not just new clients that are coming to the space. It's also clients that were in the space and are scaling up. There are completely new logos of companies that I haven't seen before and not operating in that space before, said Shalov. We're seeing a lot of traditional asset managers as well as traditional funds stepping in and looking to deploy active strategies in this space. Part of Fireblocks' attractiveness to customers is their multi-party computation, MPC, approach. MPC allows for large pools of data to stay encrypted while permitting information to be extracted from those data pools using encrypted computations. Other methods include, for example, multi-signature, multi-sig, wallets, which require two or more private keys to sign and send a given transaction. Multisig just became an infeasible technology for anyone that has to do a high volume of transactions on Ethereum, said Shalov. It just doesn't scale, so the only alternative to do it securely is basically MPC. Had previously told CoinDesk that multiple wallets based on Multisig are associated with higher fees than regular, single-address transactions, but MPC-based wallets are represented on the blockchain as a single wallet address, with the actual distributed signature computed outside of the blockchain. Thanks to Fireblocks, we significantly reduced blockchain fees for Ether and ERC-20 token transfers. MPC technology eliminates the multisig smart contract that makes transactions consume additional gas, said Max Sepelev, co-founder and CTO of CoinLoan in a statement. Crypto exchanges see fastest Bitcoin inflows since Black Thursday in March 2020. Inflows are mainly concentrated on the retail-focused Binance, while institutions continue to hold. Bitcoin inflows to cryptocurrency exchanges surged on Monday by the most in 15 months, blockchain data shows, in what might be a sign of more retail traders looking to liquidate their holdings in a falling market. Crypto exchanges registered a net inflow of 30,749.89 BTC on Monday, according to the data provider Glassnode. That was the biggest single-day tally since March 12, 2020, when the Bitcoin price tanked by 40% amid coronavirus-induced panic selling in the global financial markets, earning the date the moniker of Black Thursday. Investors typically transfer Bitcoins to exchanges when they want to liquidate their holdings. On Black Thursday, for example, exchanges witnessed a net influx of over 40,000 BTC. Bitcoin fell to $42,102 on Monday, extending the preceding week's 20% decline and hitting the lowest level since February 8, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The sell-off gathered steam over the weekend with some Twitter users suggesting that the U.S. electric car maker Tesla may be selling its Bitcoin holdings. Tesla CEO Elon Musk clarified early Monday that the company has not sold any coins. So far, however, Musk's declaration has failed to lift the cryptocurrency beyond $45,000. While net inflows spiked on Monday, the majority of the action was concentrated mainly on Binance, a preferred venue for retail investors, as per Glassnode. Meanwhile, the U.S. exchange Coinbase continued to register Bitcoin outflows, potentially indicating persistent demand from institutional investors looking to buy the price dip. Coinbase has seen almost entirely net outflows of BTC since breaking last cycle's $20,000 all-time high, a trend that has continued this week, Glassnode said in the weekly newsletter published on Monday. Coinbase is the preferred venue for U.S. institutional accumulation, and given the scale of typical daily withdrawals, 10,000 to 20,000 per day, it suggests that larger buyers remain in active accumulation during this correction. While Binance received more than 80%, or 26,000 BTC, of the total net inflow of 30,749.89 BTC on Monday, the U.S.-based Coinbase registered a net outflow of 146 BTC. The two exchanges have seen diverging trends in net flows in recent weeks. The balance held on Coinbase has declined by 34,408 BTC since April 19. Meanwhile, the amount held on Binance has increased by 95,397 during the 4 weeks. The magnitude of the net Bitcoin flows on Binance has picked up sharply in recent months in a sign of volatility in Binance user macro sentiment, as noted by Glassnode. This provides further indication that the recent inflows are likely to be driven by both new market entrants, panic sellers, and potentially due to capital rotation into other crypto assets, Glassnode's weekly newsletter said. For example, Some investors could be transferring Bitcoin to Binance to snap up alternative cryptocurrencies. That said, inflows do not imply immediate liquidation, just traders getting into position to make a quick sale, and it's hard to gauge how many of the coins were already liquidated, partly due to limitations on the data. There's also the possibility that some of those traders may hold out for higher Bitcoin prices. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.